Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. How's everyone doing? Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
Yeah. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some.
Yeah.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Yeah, you earned it.
Well,
it's your fault.
And to Michael.
Rosenberg Radio was a high life cheese bag instead of a low life sleaze bag.
To Michael and Don.
The Yankees have played 7 doubleheaders this year, Don and Peter. That's 14 games. What do you think their record is?
6-1.
Never gets old, does it?
I love it every time. Good evening to Don.
Nobody coaches me up.
To Don.
They sent me to stand.
And to Don.
You got $1 million, Michael.
Big day for Don.
Very big day.
To me and Don.
No, you're too far back
now.
This
is what you get.
And to the caller.
I've been a Yankee fan since yesterday.
We needed that. I don't think I had that.
We never had that.
So now we have from...
I've been a Yankee fan since 1938.
All the way to...
I've been a Yankee fan since yesterday.
And also...
And I've been a Yankee fan since never.
And we also have...
I've been a Yankees fan since today.
We have almost everything is covered.
Yeah.
And the latest year we have...
I've been a Yankee fan since 2019.
From 38 to 19.
I wonder what drove the guy to become a Yankee fan yesterday.
I've been a Yankee fan since yesterday.
What happened
yesterday? He saw Stanton and just likes the cut of his jib, literally.
Right.
He thinks he looks good. He's like, wow, that guy.
With the new uniform, Pam, so you can see everybody's jib.
Oh, my God. It's not good.
No, it's not good.
They're
going to offend some parents.
The picture is, Don, Michael showed me a picture. It's not what you want.
Of a Padre.
Oh, let me tell you something. Don't show a real Padre. He'd be quite upset to see it.
What the F?
Now, speaking
of... And what they showed through the pants could make you a Padre.
You're unbelievable.
Thank you, Aaron.
Now, real quick, do you guys want to hear a little bit about the Senga situation?
Sure.
Here's David Stearns giving Mets fans an update on the Senga injury.
Senga has a moderate right posterior capsule strain. So that's in the back of his right shoulder. He was having trouble recovering from his side sessions. The way he expressed it was really shoulder fatigue. And when it happened a second time, we decided to get an MRI yesterday afternoon. Doctor read the MRI this morning, examined Kodai, and we have this moderate strain in the back of his right shoulder. What this means right now, we're going to shut him down until these symptoms subside and strength returns to his normal level. Once that happens, we can begin to ramp him up and then go through his normal spring training progression. We don't expect him to be ready for opening day. So at this point, we would expect him to begin the season on the IL. How long?
That's not what
exactly.
Well, IL is 10 days. So that's 2 starts.
Well, they said how long?
No, for
on
a pitcher,
IL?
For a pitcher, it's I believe 15.
Okay, so then that's 3 starts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the end of the world.
But it's not. So I was on the other side yesterday.
Right.
When we heard the news yesterday, and Michael was saying this could be bad.
Well, I said, no, not to get nervous.
Oh, no, sorry.
Right.
We were speculating, though, could it be bad? And I said, well, let's be honest. It's not Edwin Diaz collapsing during the WBC.
Right.
I said, let's all calm down.
It's still not
And it's still not. But I have to be honest, Don. If yesterday my nervousness about it was a 2.5, I really didn't worry about it at all. Hearing IL to start the season and we're not sure and all the other mumbo jumbo in there, Don, my worry went up to a 4, 4.5.
Yeah, and that makes sense because, listen, we're still pretty far out from opening day. So for them to pretty much be assured he's not going to be able to start the season, then you don't know if 2 weeks into the season everything's going to be okay and then he'll come off the IL. So minimum it could be 3 starts, but we don't know. We'll probably have a little bit more information as we get closer to the start of the season, because if he's not throwing and doing spring training activities, then you could tack on more time. If it ends up being a handful of starts, let's just say 5, then I think they could survive it for sure. It's not ideal. But if it's something that's going to, you know, have him not available for a long period of time,
Michael, can I see your readers?
They're not going to be able to sustain that.
See my what?
Can I borrow your readers for a second?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Here's the way to look at it if you want to try to, like, guess. So he's going to be shut down.
No.
I mean, they're trying to build the strength up. He's going to be shut down.
No, they're too right. Blurry.
So they I think it's dirty. So they shut him down until they can get the inflammation out or the pain out and then rebuild it up. So whenever that happens, from that point on, add 6 weeks to that before he pitches in a big league game. So if it takes him a month to get out, then he's not coming back till May. If it takes him 2 weeks, then he'll come back maybe at the end of April. So that's the way Stern said they're not looking into acquiring any other pitching. So either they are not that concerned about it or they're not that concerned about the season.
Well, but two things. It could be the first thing you said about that they're not that concerned about it. Well, maybe they're not concerned about it yet, because maybe it will be something where he'll just miss a handful of starts and you didn't need to pick somebody else up. So it could be that, or it just could be, hey, I'm not going to sit there and admit right now on February 22nd we're desperate for a starting pitcher, because then I lose a lot of leverage. So let the world know that, hey, we're not really looking. And then he can kind of strategically play some phone calls to see what might be out there. Or, you know, assigning a possible free agent. But, you know, if you start telling people, I need a starter, you know, what do you think Boris is going to do? All right, you want Snell? This is what they're going to cost you, because now you're desperate. And I don't think he wants to let anybody think that he's desperate.
And that's what Scott's waiting for. He needs one team to be desperate.
Right. And I don't know if the Mets are desperate. Because even with a healthy Senga, Michael, I don't know if this team was guaranteed to make the playoff spot. I mean, I still think it could be a fun season, but you lose your number one starter. Remember, he got off to a bit of a slow start last year, Senga, and he ended up finishing 7th in the Cy Young. So you had every right to expect him to maybe be a contender for the Cy Young this year. If you go from 7th last year, then, hey, could he be in the top 5? And now maybe not have him for the beginning of the season, that's going to hurt for sure.
I said this earlier in the show, and it bears repeating. I'm always wary with Japanese pitchers because they throw so many pitches there when they're young. So, you know, one of the advantages the Yankees thought with Tanaka, you know, he never was hurt. Oh, okay, that means he's due to get hurt. All pitchers get hurt. And like 2 or 3 starts into his major league career, they discovered a partial tear of the UCL. Fortunate for him and the Yankees, you know, he pitched through it and never had to have surgery, didn't blow out, and he's still pitching in Japan. But is this a product of Senga last year throwing 28 starts where you only pitch once a week in Japan? And the Mets and Showalter and Hefner, they gave him extra days whenever they could, but still,
right.
It was you're asking a guy who's thrown an awful lot of pitches to all of a sudden come here and be healthy, and I'm going to keep a close eye on Yamamoto. Same deal. He's 25, super healthy. Let's see. Let's see if he can withstand the rigors of a bigger baseball and pitching more.
But it feels like you're taking a risk with every single pitcher. That's why
that's true.
You never have enough pitching. Somebody is going to get hurt. Somebody's going to end up on the IL. Somebody's going to have to miss a start. If you're going in with 5 starters and you think you're going to be able to survive the season, you're out of your mind.
Let's go to the Yankee side of things and hear from Hal Steinbrenner on what he thinks this season means for the Yankees.
I'm excited. I think these guys really believe they have something to prove, and they're ready to do it. I will tell you, we had a large number of guys the entire month of January over at the Himes Complex, voluntarily working out, getting in shape, ramping it up, more so than I ever remember, and I don't think it's a coincidence. I think they're really ready to go.
Does have a kind of 98 feel to it, doesn't it, Michael?
Really? You get
what?
They're giving 98 to you?
No, well, hear me out. Because everybody that we talk to about the 98 season, all say how disgusted they were with how 97 ended. And they really made it a mission to be engaged and ready. Even though the team won in 96, they were disappointed losing to the Indians. They felt like they had a chance to repeat, and they made it a mission. Well, now you're coming off an 82-80 season, which is unheard of for the Yankees over the last 30 years. And you hear Hal saying that everybody's more engaged and everybody's more into it. I'm not saying they're going to go out there and win 114 games in the regular season, Michael, but you know what I'm saying is that maybe if anything positive came out of 82-80, is that they're on a mission to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I mean, it's all well and good, but they have to stay healthy. And I've said that about this team over and over again. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. If they all go right, they're a World Series contender. If a lot of them go wrong, then you're staring at not making the playoffs. So I think most teams are like that, though. Most teams are like that.
But, Michael, when was every season the Yankees come in believing they've got a chance to win a championship? Right?
Yeah.
And they haven't since 2009 because things happen. Injuries happen. There are teams that are better than you thought. Even if everything's perfect, I mean, that Houston team's not going anywhere, right? I mean, you know, the defending champions are in the American League. I think the Blue Jays could figure it out one day. The Rays never seem to go away. Baltimore looks like they're ready to feed off of a huge season last year. There's a lot of really good baseball teams out there. So there's a reason why it's so hard to win a championship.
Also, if you're a longtime Yankee fan, Hal more and more is starting to sound voice-wise like George.
A little bit, yeah. He's not, and I mean this affectionately, like had that out of his mind kind of, you know, like the way George talked was so over the top. Hal's never going to be that. But definitely the
staccato delivery, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But George always seemed like he was yelling, always like he was making the quintessential point every sentence. I don't know if Hal has that in his personality.
Now,
hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Guys, it's rare that I have two such incredible I told you so moments.
Really? Two of them?
Yeah, two, Don. One you're not even thinking about. One you are.
Okay.
But two is tremendous in one episode of the K-Show. You guys may recall Rick Pitino the other day not sounding altogether friendly when discussing his St. John's team.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, was really pretty nasty.
Downright critical.
Said it was the worst team he's ever coached. No lateral movement. Slow.
I don't think he said the worst team he ever coached.
Worst experience he's ever had coaching.
Right. Yes.
But that the team had no chance of beating Georgetown. Or they could easily lose to Georgetown.
And they won by five, which, I mean, Georgetown's dreadful. The only win that Georgetown has had is against DePaul, who fired his coach a month ago, and they're terrible.
Are they 1-14, Michael?
Yeah, Dallas? They're awful. With a new coach. So in the first year of Ben Cooley, they're terrible. The Yankees have played seven doubleheaders this year, Don and Peter.
Wait a
That's
minute.
14 games. What do you think their record is?
6-1.
Because I said 1-4.
You just said 14. It reminded me. Here's Pitino, though. I said the other day, guys, he would have to apologize. He didn't at first.
He doubled down.
Well, now he doubled back.
I went home, talked to my wife, and came back, and I said to my staff, anybody, guys, any of them upset? I said, a couple of feelings of hurt. So I immediately went in the team and told them, I absolutely love you guys. I would never, ever want to embarrass you, but it's my bad. I'm at fault. I should have never mentioned to anybody by name. I didn't mean it. I was trying to talk typical clinic talk like I do. The slowest player in the league of the NBA is Jokic. He can't move laterally. Some of the greatest players I've coached can't move laterally. So I didn't think that's a big deal, but I should never, ever mention a name. I'm a veteran coach. I tell every young coach in the business, show class when you win, show class when you lose, give the other team credit. I've been really, really frustrated this year for a lot of different reasons. But understand something. I recruited this man. My staff did not recruit these guys. It was all me. And I'm really, really proud to have them. But I totally apologize to them for doing that.
Well, he also
Michael, sorry, that, doesn't fix the lamp, or is it fixed?
I mean, he can only say he's sorry. But if I'm a player that he said that about, I don't think I let him up.
You give him go scratch?
I mean, you can't do that because then you'll be buried on the benches for the end of the year. But you can transfer at the end of the year, too. Yeah, he also said that it took him a month to teach these guys how to do a bounce pass. It wasn't very flattering.
It wasn't.
And also, the one thing that comes out, he didn't talk to his wife till Tuesday. The game was Sunday.
You know these coaches don't go home.
Yeah. You know what? I know you're being facetious, but you're not.
No.
But, you know, the fact that he doubled down, the fact that he only, you know, talked about the one aspect of the way he insulted the team, not the bounce pass part, and that it took somebody else to convince him to do it, takes a lot away from the apology. I'm sorry.
I love that he said, were any of them upset? Well, what do you think, Rick? Come back to me now.
I'm sure some of his assistants who do the legwork on recruiting, they weren't thrilled either.
So that was the first thing that I was proud to be right on.
Right.
Well, that didn't take that didn't require brain surgery. No.
Remember the guy who called and ripped us for it?
Who?
Remember the caller?
Oh, yeah.
He's just overreacting to Mike Vaccaro.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Patino, that's who Patino is. Then why did he call again? Why did Patino apologize?
Yeah. Again, he had a lot of Jersey Mike in him, that guy.
Yeah, well, that guy didn't like
hated
you.
Not the delicious restaurant, the bad guy on Twitter.
No, he hated you.
Now, do you guys remember, I don't know if there's another person in America who publicly said, maybe there were tons, but I know on this show I felt very strongly about the fact that Jason Kelce was doing a little bit too much in how much he was supporting his brother.
Right.
I said the overalls, Chiefs overalls at the Super Bowl.
Right.
I said a year earlier, your Eagles lost to this team in the Super Bowl. You can't be back a year later wearing Chiefs gear. And people said, I'm being too much. Calm down. It's his brother. Let's hear from Jason Kelce's wife on Kelce on Prime Video.
I am like an Eagles fan to the extent of, like, if Jason ever went and played for another team, I would wear Kelce. I would not wear another team's stuff. Like, I've thought about that a number of times where, like, I couldn't do it. It sounds terrible. Travis was in the playoffs one year and the Eagles were not. And so we went to a playoff game in Kansas City and I was like, do I have to? But, like, Trav knows that. Like, I always want Travis to be successful. Obviously, always want Jason to be successful. But, like, I can't. I'm not going to be out here, like, doing the Chiefs chop, whatever that. Tomahawk.
I love her.
Thing.
I have a favorite Kelce. It's Kylie Kelce. So,
I mean, there's a couple of layers here. Oh. First, I think that was from 2 years. I mean,
I understand, but
right.
She didn't do it this year either.
And that's cool. She doesn't want to support Travis.
Right.
Jason Kelce play for another team. You still wear Eagles stuff.
She's Eagles.
Well, then she's wrong.
No, she's not.
No. Let's say
she says she's
that
Eagles
Jody
for life.
Fell in love with the Yankees because I'm broadcasting them.
Right.
And then I get a big offer, and I end up becoming the Phillies broadcaster. And she goes, I'll never wear Philly stuff. I'm going to wear Yankee stuff. Well, are you out of your mind, Jody?
But she didn't say that she would wear Eagle stuff. She just said she wouldn't wear.
But why not?
Because it's not her team.
But she didn't grow up in Philly. She's not a Philly girl. I mean,
but it's been her whole life there. They've embraced her, and it's become her thing.
I'm sorry. Where's your bread buttered? I don't think she's right.
I think she's right. I love her. I love her for it.
I'm not saying she's wrong about the Travis stuff, but if her husband played for another team, you wouldn't wear their stuff?
Didn't she say,
I'd wear Kelce. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, she'd wear something that said Kelce, but she would root for him, but she wouldn't have an interest in rooting for another team. I love it. All it shows, really, you might think it's whatever, it's being too much of a fan. Don, to me, what it screams is, he spent his whole career there, and she really bought in. Like, she means it. Yeah. She's not a fraud.
She chose Philadelphia as the team that she's going to continue to root for. She's still rooting for her husband, so it's not that whole, like, if they're playing Philadelphia, she'd root for Philadelphia. She says, I'm still Team Kelce.
You know what she did at the Super Bowl?
She's still uncomfortable wearing the other stuff.
Did you see what she did at the Super Bowl?
I loved it.
She wore a Cincinnati Bearcat shirt. It's red. She wore
that's
a red
where they went to school.
And that's where they went to school.
Right.
She wore a red Bearcat. That, Kylie Kelce, number one Kelce. It's top Kelce for me. Michael, you had an interesting take yesterday. Are you willing to bring it to the air?
About
this
what?
Was off the air?
Was off the air? No, I don't want you.
Well, it's not that risky, but it was about a Travis Kelce theory.
No, I don't want you to bring this.
Really?
Up. No way. No way. That.
Really?
No.
You think that's too much?
Yeah.
Well, why did you think he would say yes?
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
No. Are you out of your mind?
Wait, are we talking about the same thing?
Just move on.
Yeah.
We can't be talking about the same thing.
Yeah, we are talking about the same thing.
We are.
And you think that's that edgy a take?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, we live in such a soft time. What happened to us as a society?
This just in?
Wow, because back in the day you would have said it, right?
No.
But it's not offensive.
It is offensive.
Well, you think it's critical of the relationship is what you're saying. You don't want to be critical of the relationship.
I refuse to even discuss
it. It's a serious allegation. It's a serious allegation.
I guess you're right. If I thought of it, Don, I would have said it.
Good for you. You've said a lot today that I wouldn't say.
But I will tell you what I'm most excited about when I get this prescription in is being able to read this damn screen in front of me, guys. It is the lightest color for me. It is so hard to read anything.
Now, by the way, Patrick Long tells me on X, she's from Philly and grew up a Philly fan before she met Jason.
Oh, well, see, that's it. That's the answer, though.
Okay, then that
so
then
now now you're out. Now you're good.
But still, if a husband goes and plays for somebody else, you root for that team.
You don't have
to. So if your wife, Peter, was an executive at Coca-Cola for 20 years and you got free Coca-Cola, and you became a Coca-Cola person. Well, you love Coke. All of a sudden, she got a new job at Pepsi. You'd say, no way. I'm not drinking Pepsi. I love Coke.
Well, no.
It's not apples to apples.
But let's make it apples to apples.
Go ahead, Don. Fix it up.
So let's say she doesn't like Pepsi. She likes Coke. So if she goes working for Pepsi, you know, it's like, all right, listen, I want to do well. I hope they sell a ton of soda. But when I have dinner, I'm gonna continue to drink.
Okay, so let me go a step further. Well, you're not having dinner. You're having everybody at his new job come over for barbecue. You serving Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
Well, you could serve Pepsi, but you continue to drink Coca-Cola.
So you would drink Coca-Cola in front of his new boss?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, you know, it is a big deal.
Well, now you lost me, Don. You can't. This is why I don't like this. Is not apples to apples because she did not. Well, she wouldn't show up to his new team. If you went to the Commanders, she wouldn't wear an Eagles thing there. She just would never wear nothing.
Yeah, you know, nobody's saying that she wouldn't root for the other team because she wants her husband to do well, but she's not going to wear the outfit because she wants to show allegiance to the Eagles. The question I would ask her: okay, they're playing the Eagles. Who are you rooting for?
You know, Dave Rothenberg would say the Giants, right, even if his son was a quarterback for the Commanders.
Why would you lose me? So he works for Pepsi. You come over. I'm going to serve Pepsi to everyone.
But you're not going to drink Coca-Cola in front of the head of Pepsi.
Yeah, that you wouldn't want your spouse.
But I've got a whole party. I'm putting up the banners. Everybody's getting Pepsi. Nobody has an option to drink Coke. But you're carrying
around a can of Coke.
No, I'm not saying that.
Maybe I won't rub it in their face. Maybe I'll pour it into a glass and you'll be none the wiser.
All right, that's fine then.
You know what? Real quick, this is unfortunate. Tiger's son, Charlie Woods, failed to qualify for a PGA Tour event. He's 15 years old. He hoped to compete in next week's Cognizant Classic, my favorite. Unfortunately, he carded a 16 over an 86.
That's not good.
On the par 4 7th, he took a 12.
Well, it's unfortunate for the tour event that probably was drooling to get Charlie Woods.
Maybe he'll have a better luck next time.
16 over, maybe they caught a break.
Yeah, it's not time. That'll do it for ENN. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during the President's Day sales event. And go get some. You know what I mean?
All right, so Knicks Sixers on 98.7.
Sure.
Devils Rangers on 1050.
Love
with
1050.
Don at the call.
Yeah. Yay!
We'll be back tomorrow. Lead you into the weekend. See everybody. Please have a wonderful day. Even you, Jersey Mike.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.